This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Tuesday, February 28th, seems like just moments ago I was telling you it was the 1st of February, and I was encouraging you to spell it correctly. So as we go out of February, it's still February. Daddy, you're so strange, that's what my daughter says all the time. People, welcome to our conversation. I have a little bit of a sniffle. As you probably can tell, Kara Schillen is at the controls in our studio. Does my voice sound a little different? It feels like it's a little different.
Yeah, I was thinking the same thing. It is a little sniffly, a little bit.
Yeah, deeper. It's a little sniffly. It is. But when I find myself getting into springtime and the forward advance, that's a redundancy, the forward weather forecasts, which is also forward forecast, is a redundancy as well. At any rate, when I look ahead at the weather for the East Coast, looks like maybe I'll spend a little more time here than I usually do in March because the weather is supposed to be on the upswing, on the uptick. The interesting flow about, if you look at those weather maps, and I find these always interesting, to see where the jet stream is, because the jet stream really is responsible for blowing the weather in whatever direction it goes in. And the jet stream has been north of where it usually is. Thus, the warmer weather from the south is pushing into where you are in Washington, Kara, and into New York and New England. And thus, there will be, yeah, of course, there's still cold weather coming. There will be temperatures in the teens, the 20s, and 30s. But the average temperature for the month of March in my area of New England is about 37 degrees, somewhere 36, 37 degrees, the average for February, and the average for this past February was 39. And, no, it's global warming. We're going to be all cooked sooner or later. I'm not sure that that's true. But then you know that I have my skeptic, my tinfoil is out when it comes to the global warming. The whole issue isn't whether there's global warming, because there is. It's what causes, who's accused of doing what. And it is certainly better for us not to pollute the atmosphere by driving cars and trucks and trains and planes that have a lot of fossil fuel that propel them. Thus, we look to the future and what will come out of the mind of Elon Musk, who's the fellow that started PayPal, and then he took his money and decided he didn't like the kind of cars that were available, so he developed his own car and made it battery-powered. Thus, the Tesla was born. And from the money that he's been making doing that, he set up a private company called SpaceX. And SpaceX is going to fly two private citizens on a trip to the moon next year. How about them apples? Announcement made yesterday by Musk himself. The private spacecraft company will use its Falcon Heavy rocket to send these two paying passengers into space aboard one of the company's Dragon spacecraft. I don't know if I like the choice of the term Dragon as a name for spacecraft. Now, these two people haven't been named yet. There have always been people standing in line. I think that Richard Branson had people, a number of people, sign up for the first flight into an orbit around the Earth, a couple hundred thousand bucks. It seems to me there were 10 or 12 of them. So if this going to the moon thing is real, I'm betting it'll cost from somewhere between $4 and $14 million a piece for the well-heeled. I would do it. They ought to send a broadcaster to be able to. I don't know if I want to be on the first one, though.
Yeah,
maybe after.
They're calling this a two-person crew. Does that mean it's just the two citizens by themselves, or are there going to be other people on
no,
the flight with them?
I think it's just two people taking a trip around the moon. They're going to land on the moon. They're just going to go
yeah.
for a ride around the moon.
Space has always been so cool to me, but yeah, I figured, like, I think I would wait a couple trips to make sure the first couple go okay, or I might just wait until I'm like 80, and then I'll go, and then if anything happens, it doesn't really matter.
Well, it'll be, I'll probably be about 80 when I get to go, but I'll go. I want to go. I'm convinced that I'll be launched off, as will they, from Launch Pad 39A, the same launch pad the Apollo program used and the one that has been used, I think, John Harper or somebody listening in Melbourne can create the question in everybody's mind whether 39A was the one, I don't remember, that's the shuttle pad or not. So NASA also announced yesterday an investigation into the possibility of putting astronauts on this test flight. So they have two private citizens. So this would be a deal between NASA and Elon Musk. And this is, this is right up the wheelhouse of the current administration, isn't it? They'll spend less money on the government side of things and more in the private sector. Now, let's see. Musk said, like the Apollo astronauts before them, these individuals will travel into space carrying the hopes and dreams of all mankind, driven by the universal human spirit of exploration. Yep. So, to answer your question, as I nose around here a little bit, Kara, yes, the only two on board will be the passengers. And so, this will be a week-long trip. Takes 7 days to go out and come back again. What else did he have to say? This would be a long loop around the moon, would skim the surface of the moon, go quite a bit further out into deep space, and then loop back to Earth.
So cool. I wonder, I would think that you would still have to get some kind of training beforehand, that way you don't throw up every time, you know.
No. You got to take a ride in the Vomit Comet to get ready for what happens, because weightlessness will make you puke. You'll be puking plenty. 400,000 miles. Out, they'll loop the depending on what time of year you go, I'm going to bet this is probably a late summer, early fall deal. That doesn't say exactly what dates. Depends on how well the rockets are operating, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. What we should do is post some of the pictures of what it will look like inside this piece of equipment. Interesting, the comparison of the size of this thing to the shuttle. This is little. This is very little. This is small. Let's see here. The International Space Station, they're going to put people back and forth a couple of times trying this to see how it works. And so, by the way, this is also our way of getting back and forth to the space station since George W. Bush screwed things up. And, of course, Obama was great at screwing them up even further. By not funding NASA properly, there's no reason in the world other than that there's no sense of exploration or no sense of excitement among the people who are running the country. They don't get it. This is what helps to develop people's enthusiasm for science and math and the sorts of things where we get people to work on these programs that are Americans, because we have so faltered in our educational pursuits that we don't have people, really. I mean, we have some, but we're bringing a lot of people in from Asia to work on these programs, too. Not that that's bad, but you see the trouble that we're having getting people into this country at the moment. Matter of fact, a French historian said he was detained by customs for 10 hours, respected fellow from France at a Texas airport, Henry Rousseau, was arrested at George Bush Intercontinental, another situation in Houston, following a random customs check. He said officers accused him of trying to work illegally in the U.S. What morons. Good God. How do you make a claim like that when you just make it? And aren't they training these people in some kind of sensitivity? They know that the public is up in arms about this. Not that we don't support it. I support doing it, but do it to the right people, for God's sakes. He had a valid tourist visa, allowing him to visit. He accepted a payment for a speaking engagement. The immigration agent said he was illegally returning to the U.S. without a valid work visa. You don't need a valid work visa if you have proof. Oh, come on, these people. Ugh.
Yeah, and apparently later they told him that his detention was a mistake, and that the first officer who detained him was reportedly inexperienced. Yeah, you think?
So what are you putting him on there for? You are, my God.
Yeah, and it's, I don't know. Russo said that the border agents are looking really hard for reasons to deny people entry instead of reasons to admit. And I think that's true. I mean, it's important to secure the borders, but then there are people like this who I think can be beneficial to society, and instead, you know...
Well, it's easy to take shots at people. That's true. I mean, that's easy for us to criticize. But under the circumstances, it ought to be easy for us to figure out who the good guys are in that circumstance. If he's got proof of payment for an engagement, come on. Just... okay, calm down, Doc. Let's see what else is going on here. There's an interesting, we think that talk radio is a uniquely American experience. Not such is the case. When I was in Israel back in December, I participated in an Israeli radio show. And I have a story about somebody or a group of people who call that same radio show that I think you'll find interesting. Plus, George W. Bush is in the news. We're doing a little Houston is he living in Houston? No, he's living in Dallas. Well, anyway, we're in Texas. Close enough. 18 past the hour. His good day continues for Tuesday.
Gary, why aren't you outside enjoying the party?
Hey, Michelle. It's this heartburn. When it hits, it really hits hard.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's it. I've had it. I'm going to kick acid with Rolaids.
Rolaids Advanced goes to work instantly for powerful relief of your worst heartburn, bloating, and gas.
Wow, you're back fast.
Yeah, I feel much better.
Now this is a party.
Kick acid and gas with Rolaids Advanced.
Hi, this is Doug Steffen. Most of you know my passion for living a healthy lifestyle, which includes clean eating. Super beets, one of the most impressive functional foods I've ever seen. Why is that? Beets are loaded with dietary nitrates that convert to nitric oxide in your body. Nitric oxide helps support healthy circulation and healthy blood pressure levels. Super beets, the most convenient way to get these dietary nitrates, specifically help support healthy blood flow and circulation. Super beets works three times faster to give you the results you can feel. Plus, it tastes great. I take Super Beets every day. I can feel the energy and the stamina it gives me within 20 minutes, and I want you to feel it too. Get a bonus 30-day supply of Super Beets free with your first order in regular or black cherry flavor, plus a free book, Beat the Odds, free shipping as well, guaranteed or your money back. Call 800-655-4183, 800-655-4183, or order at DougLikesBeets.com.
Progressive brings you Flowetry with Flow.
Bundles. If you bundle your boat and your SUV, you'll see mass savings for your policy. So you can buy the fancy bait. No need to be a cheapskate. It's in your range. Don't think it's strange. Now your savings are surging, catching bass trout, and yes, even sturgeon. It's a mild fish.
Bundle your boat and auto insurance and save with Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states.
The tech show's on this month. You know, I was thinking of looking at home security systems.
Oh, cool. I'll go with you. We're looking for more home security ideas, too. That's why I called Budget Blinds.
Budget Blinds?
Look at this.
A remote for the blinds.
Yep, motorized.
Okay, well, that's beyond cool. I love it. But what does it have to do with home security?
Oh, they also come with a timer. The blinds and drapes open themselves in the morning, close in the evening.
Oh, so it looks like somebody's home even when you're not.
Exactly. And I saved a bunch of money. Sally saved a bunch of money.
But you'll take the credit.
Yeah.
My brother, the tech genius.
Thanks, man.
Now give me that remote.
Budget Blinds motorized window coverings are the ultimate in luxury, and during the Luxury Within Reach event, they're even more affordable. The more you buy, the more you save, with savings up to $2,000. Hurry and call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS now before this offer ends, or go online to budgetblinds.com. Don't miss out. Call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS now. Offer good on select products at participating independently owned and operated franchises. Restrictions may apply. Ask for details.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
Let's get to some of the musical news and considerations coming up on 24 After the Hour for Monday, the 27th of February. I'm Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn and the DJV Experience. This is Nicki Minaj. And apparently she suffered the same fate. Maybe she voted for Donald Trump and they found out about it because her musical collection has been discontinued by Kmart. Wow. How about that, Jennifer? Somebody found out that she was a closet fan of Donald Trump, and they'd probably thrown her out of Kmart.
Wow.
Can you imagine? I don't know. Well, how many
have you
people...
ever been thrown out of Kmart?
I've been thrown out of some better places than Kmart, but I've never been thrown out of a Kmart. How about you?
I've never been thrown out of a Kmart, no.
No. All right, so Kmart Fashions is... when I look at some of the... My question is, never mind about Kmart. What about all these celebrities and their clothing lines? How much room is there for all these various celebrity clothing lines, face creams, underwear? How much of this stuff can the public digest?
It seems like every department store has a few, that's for sure. I mean, you look at Kohl's, you look at Kmart, you look at Target. They all take on designers or celebrity lines, for sure.
Yeah. Is she that big of a celebrity that she could get people to buy stuff with her name on it?
I think so. Don't you think, Kara? I mean...
Yeah, I think there's definitely a group of people who would buy her stuff.
Who would buy her stuff?
I don't know. Probably not, but I think we just have very different clothing styles, so I think what she would put out is not something that would appeal to me, but...
What would she put out? What would it look like? I don't know. I mean, I know she's...
I don't know. Do you know if she has jeans or shirts or...
I think she has it all. I mean, look...
Wasn't she on The Voice for a season?
No, she was on American Idol.
Idol, there you go. But a lot of times these celebrities will put out lines that have their name on them that are not necessarily clothes that they wear on stage, but they might have something to do with the fit. Like, let's say maybe she fits people who've got bigger rear ends because that's what she's got. Or they might have, I don't know, you look at Jennifer Lopez's line at Kohl's, and she has cute stuff, but I can't necessarily see.
She's got a big rear end, too.
Well, I can't see Jennifer Lopez actually wearing the clothes that she sells at Kohl's, even though they're cute. I mean, it's a nice line. It's probably the best line, I think, at Kohl's.
How much more do you pay for something with a name on it than the same thing without a brand on it?
At discount stores, they're on par with everything else. The higher-end stuff is where you might pay a little bit more.
You mean a needless markup in places like that?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Jack White in the musical news today, celebrating the opening of a third man pressing plant. This is interesting. Third Man Record Store in Detroit opened up on Friday, and Jack was there raising a champagne flute, toasting the opening of the Third Man's pressing plant. The Third Man's pressing plant.
I guess it's just the name of it. I think it's just a record store. I guess he has a couple around the country, and maybe they actually press records.
Capitol and Columbia used to make records there. The thing that's interesting is that they don't. Although now vinyl is sort of coming back a little bit, and there's a sort of side story here. You realize how interesting the technology really is for the time that somebody was able to figure out how to get that music and that sound onto a piece of plastic? Do you realize? I mean, fabulous. It doesn't seem to be such a difficult thing to figure out today with all the technology we have for CDs and stuff. But think about putting that on a piece
of
plastic.
I wonder if the quality, because it's all new equipment that they have at this plant, I wonder if the quality will be better than old records or if it'll just be on par.
But it's a fabulous thing to think about when you consider how long ago they started doing it. Yeah. That's some thought, boys and girls. It's 28 past the hour. Question time. Are you hiring? You know where to post your job to find the best candidates? Posting your job to one place isn't enough to find the best candidates. If you want to find the perfect hire, you need to post your job on all the job sites, and now you can do it. With ZipRecruiter.com, you can post your job to 200-plus job sites, including social media networks like Facebook and Twitter, all with a single click. Find candidates in any city or industry nationwide. Just post once and watch your qualified candidates roll in to ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface. No juggling emails or calls to your office. You can quickly screen the candidates, rate them, and hire the right person fast. Find out today why ZipRecruiter has been used by Fortune 500 companies and thousands of small and medium-sized businesses. Right now, you can post your job on ZipRecruiter free by going to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. That's ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. One more time. To post free your jobs, go to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV.
Who's there?
Falling off.
Falling off who?
Falling off pain patch.
What?
Don't be fooled by the knock-knocks. Get the relief you deserve with Blue Emu's Lidacare Pain Relief Patches. Our narcotic-free, maximum-strength adhesion formula with dry technology won't have you worrying about a corny knock-knock joke anymore. Because pain is no joke. Find us at CVS, Walgreens, and Amazon.
Across the globe, a child goes blind every 5 seconds. We live in a culture saturated with visual cues, but for some, the world is a blur. Since 1997, the Little Rock Foundation has been leading innovative social programs, advancing legislation, and providing information and education to those affected by visual impairment. Gain the resources you need or make a donation today to the Little Rock Foundation. Find us on the web at tlrf.org. You can make a difference.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Attention investors, 2017 is the year of Trump, and financial markets are rising at all-time highs. But economic uncertainty may be greater than after any election in our lifetime. And as retirement approaches, there's little time to recover your losses. You need to hedge against uncertainty. That means transferring part of your retirement to physical gold and silver stored where you can actually hold it in your hand and get it fast in any disaster. It's a perfect time to buy. Prices are low and expected to climb. Make Augusta Precious Metals, your personal gold and silver provider. Augusta cares for your financial position and helps you make good decisions. And they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Get Augusta's free gold and silver IRA guide. What you learned could help you weather any economic storm. There's no obligation. Just call toll-free. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857. Again, 855-222-5857. Trust Augusta. Protect your retirement today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
This Tuesday, I'm Doug Steffen on the Good Day program, an examination of the things that are going on, in-depth conversation. Kara Schillen is my unindicted co-conspirator in this hour with our focus now on Kim Jong-un. Yes, fine, upstanding North Korean young fellow. Kim Jong-un yesterday got angry with his five top aides and took them outside. Had somebody bring in a truck with anti-aircraft guns on the truck, stood them up against a wall, and shot all five of them. He was angry as he learned that they had falsified reports, which made North Korea seem stronger than it is or was. This guy's so deranged, my God. So he took them out and shot them all. Bing, bang, boom, you're done. The department's Minister of State, Kim Won-hong, had already been removed from power, but he hasn't been executed yet. So Kim Jong-un killed five, but Kim Won-hong is still alive. Make note of that. You're following along with an attention to detail. Speaking of that, George W. Bush praising the news media as indispensable to democracy. Really? Praising the media. Why is it? Sure, of course it's indispensable to democracy. But it would be nice if some of them got the job right. I'll give you the sort of wrap with George Bush and his statements on this before I give you an example of why people don't take the news media seriously. But here first is the former president of the United States.
Former President George W. Bush is defending the role of the free press in American politics.
I consider the media to be indispensable to democracy.
During an interview on the Today Show Monday, Bush said he supports the media because it holds people in positions of power accountable for their actions. But he acknowledged that the press operates much differently than when he was in the Oval Office.
And now there's all kinds of information being bombarded out, and people can say things anonymously, and it's just a different world.
Yeah, it is a different world. Whether they're the enemy of the people or not remains to be seen. He spent a lot of time during his two terms trying to convince Vladimir Putin to embrace an independent press over there. He said, quote, "It's kind of hard to tell others to have an independent free press when we're not willing to have one ourselves." Now, you can take that as a shot or not, depending on, I'm not going to tell you what he means, because I'm not in that business. I'll just tell you what he said. You decide what he means. I report, you decide. How's that? Here's one example of the way things are skewered. I'm looking at a story about Jennifer Garner participating this past weekend in Washington at the National Governors Conference. She was on Capitol Hill meeting a lot of staff members, governors, et cetera, et cetera. In fact, she delivered the keynote address before their meeting. She's supposed to meet with Ivanka Trump either yesterday or today before she goes back to Hollywood. Very likable, very smart, very visible actress who is interested in the educational opportunities or lack thereof for poor rural children. She comes from West Virginia, very poor community herself, and look what she made of herself. So, under the circumstances, even though she campaigned for Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama, the news media is calling her a Hollywood liberal. I don't know how you can come to the... Just because she voted for... Well, you can say, well, it's easy to draw that conclusion. She was supportive of Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama. Yeah, you can be supportive of Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama. I voted for Hillary Clinton, and I'm no damn liberal. Well, I shouldn't have said damn liberal, right? Because liberals are
yeah,
like damn.
Yeah, thanks for that.
Yeah, you're welcome. Well, the idea of liberalism and conservatism has been also become a miscreant with the news media. You can look up that word, miscreant. It has to do with what you dump out of your body. The whole business is so pat and so phony. I have open points of view on some things and more refined points of view on others. How's that? You like that, Kara? I have refined points of view.
I do like that, though, because to me, when you label people or you label yourself as a liberal or a conservative, it means that, you know, it gives people the idea that you align with every value of that
name. Right. Like,
that
you're the same, like,
you know,
it's a rubber stamp.
Like
you
everybody's
do this,
exactly
you
the
think.
Same. Instead right. of, you know, it takes away originality and it takes away yeah. the ability for people to, you know, make their own decisions and say, oh, mm-hmm. well, I agree with this thing on this side, but I also agree with this thing on the other side.
Yeah.
You know, everyone shouldn't just be static. You shouldn't all have to agree on the same thing.
Yeah. Well, she is, I think, a shining light. She does a lot for me in a lot of different ways. I think she's a stellar actress. I think she's a good mother. I've seen her. I've told the story on the air a couple of times about being in the Brentwood Mall, which was not far from where my home was, one of the homes I had in California down the street. And I don't mean to sound like it. Well, I lived down the street for a while from that Brentwood Mall. and she was there. Victor Garber, the actor, and he played her father on Alias and has been very close to the family since then. Matter of fact, if you see any movie that Jennifer Garner's husband, Ben Affleck, produces or directs or is in, you'll find Victor Garber in it because he's a friend of the family and he always gets a part in one of those movies. Anyway, I was in the Brentwood Mall picking up a pair of shoes at the shoe store, and I saw all the paparazzi, all these guys running around, hiding behind cars with cameras like children. And I looked out in the parking lot. Jennifer Garner was there, getting out of the wagon with her two children and Victor Garber. And they were trying to go into the store. I don't know, there's a couple of little markets. It's a cute little mall, actually. And they were around her like these crazy demons there, chasing her around. And so I looked at Victor Garber, and I said to him, "Is this the way it always is?" And he said, "Pretty much, that's why I go with her whenever I can, if Ben's not in town." And he didn't know me from Adam. I've seen him a couple of times around. You know, you see these people wandering around Hollywood and so forth. But I was very taken by how protective he was of them, and especially the children. It just demonstrates how wacky and how you maintain any kind of normal lifestyle when you're being chased around by a bunch of fools with cameras. It's pretty tough. And Garber acknowledged that the kids are, you know, it's hard for the kids especially, and it is. Anyway, back to why she was there in Washington. She's, as I said, from a rural area, working-class family in West Virginia, and the schools in West Virginia suck, and most everybody knows that. West Virginia, not exactly. West Virginia, beautiful state, but for some reason or other, it's coming on the short end of the stick. Never quite understood that. It's always kind of like treated as if it was Mississippi or Tennessee or... And you know, you can say, "What? What are you talking about?" You know that people in this country don't respect Kentuckians and Tennesseans and Arkansasians. Maybe more. Is that the... What do you think? That's what I think they call people from Arkansas.
Yeah,
Arkansans. No, they're Arkansans. Anyway, you know what I'm saying.
Okay, yeah. No, I appreciate her doing that, and I think it makes... Yeah. I think it's a smart decision, and it makes sense because there are so many people who are so opposed to Trump and that administration that they don't even want anything to do with it. They're not participating. They're doing the best that they can to make it not work, and I think... Yeah. It's a smart decision, and the guy who runs the NBA did this, too, who said, you know, whatever team wins, you should go to the White House, and you should take advantage of that opportunity to go and talk to people. Otherwise, your voice isn't being heard, and so I think it makes sense for her to go and, you know, actually say what matters to her instead of, you know, ignoring whatever is going on in the administration.
All right, let's see here what the Democrats and Republicans are up to. They are talking, a group of Democrats and Republicans calling for an investigation into Russia's involvement, if they were, in the election. They don't want Jeff Sessions involved. Let's find out about that.
Republicans and Democrats are calling on Attorney General Jeff Sessions to recuse himself from investigations into Russia's connection to Donald Trump's campaign. Newly elected Democratic National Committee Chairman Tom Perez said Sessions was too closely connected to the Trump team to investigate objectively.
The American people need to understand whether the Russians, in cahoots with the Trump folks and others, rigged the election. And when Sessions and Flynn are out there together campaigning, they clearly lack the authority and the objectivity to conduct that investigation.
Even some Republicans, like California's Representative Daryl Issa, are calling for an investigation independent from the Department of Justice.
You cannot have somebody, a friend of mine, Jeff Sessions, who was on the campaign and who was an appointee. You're going to need to use the special prosecutor's statute and office to take, not just to recuse, that's, you can't just give it to your deputy, that's another political appointee. You do have to do that.
All right, that's enough of that. Let's talk about what happened on that Israeli radio show in a moment here. Good day time, 45 after the hour.
Everybody wants a good night's sleep, right? Parachute bedding makes modern bedding for a more comfortable home. If you want the sheets that are the best, these are the best for the best night's rest you can possibly imagine. Parachute offers a 60-night trial. That means that you test your sheets for 2 months If you don't love your new bedding, just send it back. No questions asked. They donate these returns to Habitat for Humanity. Visit ParachuteHome.com/DJV to get free shipping. This is the most comfortable bedding. I'm not kidding. This is really fabulous. Parachute's bedding is 100% natural, no harmful chemicals, no synthetics, and they give back. They donate life-saving malaria prevention bed nets to those in need through the United Nations Foundation Nothing But Nets campaign. Percale bedding, sateen bedding, soft and smooth like no other cotton you've ever felt. Visit ParachuteHome.com/DJV to get free shipping on the best bedding in the world.
I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. Changes in Washington are not only affecting the nation's economy, but your family's as well. Quicken Loans can show you how to take advantage of a cash-out refinance to pay off credit card debt or invest in home improvements. In fact, you may be able to eliminate private mortgage insurance. No matter what's happening in Washington, it's always a smart move to call us at 800-QUICKEN. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.18%, APR 4.35%. Experience the confidence that comes from working with a mortgage partner that has your best interest in mind. For 7 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. And for the third year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in the nation for mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN today or go to quickenloans.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org. Number 3030.
The weakening of our bones over time is gender blind and poses a significant threat to men as well as women. I'm Dr. Borenstein, and this is Dr. B on Call. Osteoporosis is often thought of as a female disease, but don't be fooled. It affects millions of men as well. And as for women, it's a silent disease, progressing without symptoms until a fracture occurs. However, when men get hip fractures, mortality is actually greater than for women. Stigma plays a role in poor diagnosis. Early detection for men is complicated by the fact that the fairer sex are routinely screened for osteoporosis after a fracture with a bone density scan or DEXA. That's not so for the fellas. So gentlemen, what do you need to do? Get informed. Take a proactive stance and ask your doctor whether you are at risk. Bone up on proper nutrition and exercise to slow bone loss. And check your pride at the door. Brittle and broken bones are not a sign of manhood.
Hey, it's Alan Taylor. Are you looking for an opportunity to buy a franchise, one that you can really wrap your arms around? Crunch Fitness is really a great opportunity for you. Now, here's a fitness company that's about $10 a month to join, so even if you just want to join, it's a great deal. You want to check it out because I have been personally watching this company grow like crazy. Visit them online at crunchfranchise.com and be in business for yourself, but not by yourself, and have fun doing it.
All right, I'm Doug Steffen with Kara Schillen with a story of a caller from Tehran who called into this Israeli radio show that I was on. He's a disabled veteran of the 8-year war with Iraq, said Iranian students have to press on with their protests and topple Islamic regimes. Israeli radio's Persian language service inundated with calls from Iran since anti-government rallies there. Remember last week we were talking about this, Kara, how unpopular the government is in Iran, and yet it doesn't get any coverage? No coverage in America. None. Zero. It's always about,
And that's partially why I think that kids from that area were upset with a travel ban, just because so many of them desperately want to get out and get educated in the West.
Yeah. Get out. I know a woman who runs a business in Santa Monica. Father runs a hospital in Tehran. She got out, went to nursing school, never went back. She's a legal citizen running a business, big business, actually, in a couple of offices in Los Angeles. A woman on the air gave her name as Azin, said her two sons are students. I want them to press on with demonstrations until they win. And this was all on an Israeli radio station. I thought that was pretty fascinating, frankly. Shows you there's a lot of movement to clean things up all around the world. 10 before the hour here.
Hello.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the run list? You know, the fun.
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, four-season sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for four seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-958-9659. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-958-9659. That's 1-800-958-9659. 1-800-958-9659.
Past the hour now. It's Tech Talk time. I'm Doug with Jennifer, although Victoria usually does the technology update here. Jennifer, I'll bring you and I into the production room together to discuss. I actually want to go back to that business about the iPhone and whether or not yours is safe, given what happened with that guy who came through and he got his iPhone confiscated by the Border Patrol. I want to dig around that a little bit and see how that all works. In the meantime, if you're hiring, you'll be happy to know our technology report is sponsored by ZipRecruiter.com. And even if you aren't happy to know that, you'll be happy to know that ZipRecruiter can make you a hero when it comes. Let's say you work for a big company, excuse me, and you got a job. The boss says, get us somebody to fill position 329, Fred. And Fred says, okay, boss, whatever you want. So position 329 gets posted internally, gets posted. They go to the classifieds. They go to Monster. They go to all these different sites. And the guy spends a whole day posting all that information. And then the boss comes back and say, so, Fred, did you use ZipRecruiter? Fred says, huh?
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh. Fred, you're in big trouble. Don't be like Fred when you grow up, boys and girls. ZipRecruiter.com can post whatever your job needs are to a couple of hundred job sites with one single click. And if you use ZipRecruiter.com/DJV, it will not cost you a penny, not a red cent. Is that
By the way, we have to check into that, Jennifer. Is using the term red scent, is there some kind of prejudice?
Racist connotation.
Is that a racist connotation?
You know what? Since you don't mean there to be one, let's just keep going.
Okay. ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. That's the place to go. You can quickly screen candidates, rate them, and hire the right person fast. So don't be a dummy like Fred. Use ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. It's not going to cost you a thing, and you're going to get the best candidate you can possibly imagine. ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. Okay. So the business about your locked iPhone and whether or not it's safe. There are a couple of different renderings of this. You can use a thumbprint, I guess, sometimes, and people have thumbprints.
Yeah, you long stick your you can do on my iPhone right now. I can either use my thumb or I can put in my code to get into my phone.
Okay, well, I'm safe because I don't know. My thumb print's not on it, and I don't know what my code is, so I'm all set.
All right.
I would have been in trouble if the guys from the Border Patrol stopped me like they did the guy from NASA over the weekend. That'd have been in big trouble. I'd still be in jail because I don't know what my password is. And he didn't want them to have his because he got sensitive information on his iPhone. So at what point in time, here's a story about a girl in a public bathroom, Jennifer, realizing another woman left her iPhone behind. She tried to find out who the phone belonged to so she could return it. Along the way, they discovered some sort of scary security breaches. The phone was in lock mode, so she activated Siri, and after asking a couple of basic questions, she had the full name, address, and even the location of the woman's car.
Isn't that crazy?
Wow.
Who would have thought that that could happen? Because you think so much that you are safe, protected, that all your information is safe. But Siri was answering
Siri
all
gave her
questions.
Up. Siri right. gave up the information, and so the locking down of the phone didn't make any difference. It didn't work.
There's
woman,
a way to protect yourself if you don't want Siri. Yeah, if you don't want Siri to be chatting it up about where you live, there's a pretty easy way to do it. You can go to settings and then you tap on Touch ID and passcode, and you can uncheck a few items. You'll need to enter your own passcode, of course, before making those changes, and that'll take care of Siri giving all the scoop on your life. You want to do that? So just go to settings.
I didn't fresh that bitch.
Touch ID and passcode.
All right. Okay. So anyway. If Jennifer's right, some of the tech experts suggest that Siri and notification view and some of these others, you need to uncheck everything. It just takes a couple of seconds.
But now in this case, this actually, the fact that Siri did spill this lady's location actually helped her because she was able to get her phone back.
She got her phone back. Right. Yeah. But then she shared her findings on Twitter, what she did. And a lot of people, this is why this went crazy, because people look at it and they think, my God, I would have never thought about that. Frankly, would you have? Did you know?
Well, I don't think that Siri people knew that Siri, like, spills her guts on you.
Well, now you know. Yeah. So the entire reason for your spending time with us today has just, we've just exonerated anybody who thought this was a waste of time listening to this program. We just proved you wrong.
Again.
Right? Again.
That's right.
Right. When a good Samaritan who goes by the handle of Afronomics was able to reach the owner of the missing phone, she told her about all the information Siri gave her. The woman was shocked. And you're shocked, too, probably, because you found out that this is not what you want. You don't want
I never trusted her, though, that Siri. Nah, I never trusted her. Always there, so chirpy.
Too easy with the information. All right, so there we've helped you again, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for being here. You'll thank us, and that's appreciated.
You may own a knife, but if it's not an Indie hammered knife, it's not a knife. From the forge to the grinder to the sheath, each Indie hammered knife is handcrafted using God-given talent. The result is the sharpest edge a knife can have and a true work of art. See a variety of knives and the complete knife kit at ihknives.com. Indie hammered knives. Custom knives. Made in America.
Piedmont attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.